T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And of course, the Hungerthon does continue, so no, from the 1-800-5-HUNGRY, as I wish you a good evening and how you be at 6:30 and 50 miles seconds on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666 for the marathon. 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets pregame, 7:15, right here on your fan. New York City.
Paxton ready. Here's the windup and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a one-hopper to third. Seager's got it. Toss across. Ball game is over. James Paxton has just thrown a no-hitter. The big lefty is getting mobbed out of the mound. The lefty from Lander, British Columbia, has thrown the sixth no-hitter in the history of the Seattle Mariners franchise.
It was a lot of fun. You know, it was what you dream, the position you dream about being in. You know, that's what you want to feel when you're on the mound. You want to be in those pressure situations because that's what you dream about. And it was fantastic.
I think he's, you know, establishing himself as a real quality left-hander in the game today, and obviously doing it within our league. So it's just nice to add him to the mix of what we already have. I mean, we have a talented pitching staff, and I just think he's going to provide some more impact into that staff.
I couldn't be more excited about it. You know, I've always enjoyed playing meaningful baseball. I enjoy the excitement in the stadium, the intensity. It's why I play the game.
The no-hitter for Paxton back in May versus the Black and Blue Jays. A no-brainer for the New York Yankees to get him in November. Once upon a time, Neil Armstrong's Apollo 11 lunar module, named Eagle, landed in the Sea of Tranquility July 69. Neil took one small step, and he made history. Years later, in April of 2018, the Eagle landed on James Paxton, who's now taking one very big step coming to New York City. And if he turns out to be a left-handed Sonny Gray, the Bronx will be no sea of tranquility for him. Can he handle New York? Can he handle the American League East? Can he handle the Boston Red Sox? Can he handle the pressure of a pennant race? And can he handle serious October baseball? Brian Cashman, he had us all thinking Sheffield was a rising star, but the Yankees apparently thought of him subpar. So when September arrived, so did Stephen Tarpley. The Yankees now have a left-hander younger than C.C. Sabathia, and if he's coming back, Jay Happ. True or false, the Los Angeles Rams have outscored the Lakers in 2018. True or false, Kansas City had more penalties than points last night. Who is Dustin Colquitt, and when was he last seen? Someday, the National Football League will eliminate the kickoff. After last night, the NFL is thinking of eliminating corners, safeties, and punters, including Colquitt. Take a pinball machine, add a video game, sprinkle in some arena football, and you have the new age NFL, where the future is now.
Shall we play a game?
What a great football game tonight in terms of just the competitive nature of the game. Guys responding back and forth.
Let's play global thermonuclear war.
Goff under center, gets the snap, drops back, looks right, arching spiral pass. Mahomes is in the gun. Shotgun snap, drops back three, line drive throw in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown by Robert Woods. Falling down, chest high catch, Tyreek Hill. That is a touchdown. Josh Reynolds inside the pylon. Touchdown.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Running into the end zone untouched. Goff, Chris Conley, 2 yards inside the goal line. Falling down, touchdown reception. Gerald Everett. Caught by Kelsey in stride, touchdown. Oh, he's got Hill wide open. Over the shoulder catch, 20, 10, walking in, 5, touchdown. It's a touchdown. Gerald Everett, the tight end. The Rams have taken the lead.
I appreciate our fans for being here and supporting us. It's a tough loss, right? It's a heck of a game. But they were there, man. They were there as they are every week, and we appreciate them for that.
Okay, that's what the NFL is going to be like full time, more sooner than later tonight. The Nets and Heat, 7:15 pregame right here on your fan. And Portland blazing the trail to New York City for the Knickerbockers tonight at the Garden. As you know, with David Fizdale, it's not about wins and losses. No, 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 Nanette. Not when you're developing a team, changing the narrative from a losing culture. Not when you're realigning and strategizing for a better future. All of this is, of course, especially the operative word developing, all of this is, of course, code for a 4-13 record. So as a Knickerbocker fan, you have to develop a more tolerant approach to watching the Knickerbockers, realizing that it may take a while for that narrative to change from a losing to winning culture. Before we take a break and take a few minutes of your time to inform, and of course all day long, and once a year, it's with the Hungerthon, know from this number, 1-800-5-HUNGRY, no, 1-800-548-6479. Anything will do because it's going to help us help others and help Why Hunger help others, which they have been doing for 33 years. And of course, we will, of course, take a donation, whatever you can afford to give this time of year with food and family on everybody's mind. I would welcome somebody to sit with me right here in the studio, and dinner would be on me. So please remember that. We would love to welcome you into the studio and even to meet the guys on the other side of the glass. What is it? Who so help me out every single day. No, from the 1-800-5-HUNGRY. That's 1-800-548-6479. Your telephone calls and more with Why Hungry when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.